the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Meatpacker JBS recalled more than 6.5 million pounds of beef due to possible salmonella contamination. The recall involves beef from a Tolleson, Arizona facility and includes items packed on dates ranging from late July to early September. According to AgriPulse.com, the USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service labeled the issue a Class 1 recall, denoting a health hazard situation where there is a reasonable probability that the use of the product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death. The Trump administration delivered too much needed boost to the down-and-out U.S. dairy industry last week, which has been clobbered by years of consolidation and oversupply. Western Farm Press reports the FDA announced it would open up a public comment period on what gets to be sold as milk following complaints from farmers about the labeling of plant-based dairy alternatives like almond milk. Canada will also give American producers more access to its dairy market thanks to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, if ratified. The U.S. House of Representatives is out of session, eliminating any possibility Congress would finish the conference report on the farm bill and vote on it before the November 6th election. The House was scheduled to be in session parts of 2 weeks in October, but Republicans convinced House leadership to let them go home to campaign. The 2014 farm bill expired September 30th, leaving 39 farm programs unauthorized and inactive.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.